Today is Monday, January 17th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we had a weekend, and I'm happy to say it snowed. Yay! It did snow here, and I don't know how many inches we got because, you know, it's not the size of the ship, it's the motion in the ocean. It's not the number of inches of snow. It's how much fun you have and how much relaxation you get looking at the snow. And so we recorded Mix Minus, and I decided, oh, I'm gonna have a few drinks from my Bartesian. And I told Daniel, I'm like, I'm gonna run over to the Bartesian behind this wall here. That's not really a wall. It's a bunch of shelves that I've stacked on top of each other in my studio to separate the media room from the actual office / recording area. And I'm gonna, you know, pour myself a drink. Because my cartridges are expired already, although it says on the Bartesian website that even when they're expired, they're okay to drink. They just can't guarantee that the flavor will still be good. You know, as they age, they may not taste as good. It's basically what they say. So, but I have a lot, and they're expired, so I need to, at some point, drink them. And I have them in a refrigerator, so they're okay. But bottom line, I had not drank anything from the Bartesian in over a month, I think. I don't know the exact date, but it's been a while. And so I put the cartridge in, and I hit go, and liquid started leaking out of a place that it's not supposed to leak out of. And it was leaking out of the front of the Bartesian, and it was dripping onto my countertop. Well, this is just a wooden, I don't want to call it a credenza. I mean, it is a cabinet that is built to hold a refrigerator and, you know, stuff like that. It's a bar cabinet. But the top of it that I'm using to put the Bartesian and the popcorn maker is just a wood, you know, stained wood finished sort of thing. It's not metal. It's not made to have liquid poured on it. So I was a little bit concerned. I thought, oh my God, you know, the finish is going to come off, or it's going to bubble up, you know, like some of these MDF things do if they get wet or whatever. And it wasn't cheap, but nowadays, even the stuff that's not cheap seems to be made out of particle board. Even the really expensive furniture, it seems that unless you get custom furniture made, it is made out of some kind of compressed particle board. Now, when I say expensive, it's not really that expensive, but it's expensive. It's not go to Walmart and buy a $50 shelf that's made out of MDF. It's a lot more than that. Anyway, all this stuff poured out. Now, it wasn't the Bartesian's fault. It was my fault because I had not cleaned it, and the sticky whatever I had drunk the last time had clogged one of the nozzles, I think. And so I washed it off and did it again, and it worked fine. So I think there was just some residue, some like sticky residue left from the last drink, and it was clogging it up, and so it came out the wrong place. So I was able to pour myself a couple of drinks. We did our recording, and everything went fine. Daniel was better. I think he's almost fully recovered from COVID, so that's good. And so that was that. And then I went to bed, and it was not snowing. In fact, when I went to bed around 2 in the morning, it had started raining. And I thought, ugh, it's raining. It's probably just going to rain. It's probably never going to get cold enough to snow. And so I thought, oh, well, whatever, you know, I figured it wasn't going to snow, no big deal, I'm fine, you know, et cetera. So I go to bed and I get up in the morning. And in fact, Mark woke up about 7:30, because even on the weekends, he gets up early because he wakes up and he can't go back to sleep. And so he's like, well, I'm going to get up. He didn't say that, but his thought process is, I'm going to get up if I wake up because I don't want to wake you up. And so I'm going to get out of the bed so I'm not tossing and turning. And so he got out of the bed and he looked out the window and he didn't say anything to me. And so I thought, well, and I woke up and I thought, well, since he didn't say anything to me, I bet it didn't snow. But I don't want to look because I still had my hopes up. And so I went back, I fell back asleep for another hour or two. I don't know how long it was. And I eventually got up. So when I got up, I went over gingerly and lifted the shade. And there was snow on the ground. Not only was there snow on the ground, but it was still snowing. And it was still snowing. And so, yeah, throughout the day, I don't know, we had a couple of inches, I want to say. I didn't measure it, but it was enough to cover the grass. So you couldn't see that there was grass underneath it. And even the road in front of our house was covered, although within a few hours, by noon, it had melted off of the road. But anyway, so we did get snow. And it not only that, but it did snow throughout the day and into the evening. I think it snowed all the way up until about 10 p.m. Now, it was off and on. So it's not like it just snowed, and we got, because I would say we probably maxed out at about 3 inches. Again, I didn't measure, but if I was guessing, maybe 3 to 4 inches. And Sydney, our dog, loves snow. And so I decided at some point in the morning, but here's the deal. She has long hair, and depending on the type of snow, the snow will clump to her hair in these balls of snow that you cannot get off. All over the underside of her, and it's gross looking, and you can't get it off. You have to melt it either with a blow dryer, or you have to put her in the bath and spray warm water, and then you have to dry her, because anyway, it's a big deal. But I thought, I'm gonna risk it because she really loves to play in the snow, and we're gonna let her go out and play. So we took her out, and at first, she wasn't going out in the snow, but Mark said, why don't you throw a ball? And so I threw a ball, and she went out to go get it, and then she realized it was snow, and she started, she jumps like a bunny. She, like, bounds around, in the snow, and it's so cute and funny looking. And then she'll bury her face in the snow and she'll roll around and stuff like that. So she was having a really good time. Mark took a couple of videos of her and posted on, I think, Facebook and Instagram, and I don't know where else. I know Gary saw it. Anyway, so she was having a really good time. And but when we brought her in, some snow had stuck to her fur. So we had to put her in the shower, wash her off, and then I had to blow dry her and brush her and all that, because mats, but we stayed home, and we had done our grocery shopping Friday night, and I thought it was going to be super busy, but I think everyone had gone before Mark and I went, because they were out of loads of stuff. They were completely out of chicken and pork and steaks. Like, they were completely out. Now, I wasn't going to buy any of that stuff, but they were completely out of that stuff. And, but we were able to get groceries and all that. And then Saturday evening, we ordered food and we started watching, Shadow and Bone. And really, we really enjoyed it. Well, I didn't ask Mark, but I really enjoyed it. And we got through a lot of that. We finished the first season yesterday. I did not go to church on Sunday morning because even though the road didn't have snow on it, it was wet and it got really cold in the night. And I thought, oh, I bet there are going to be icy spots. And church is 20 minutes away from us. And my car is a sports car and it doesn't handle well. So I just stayed at home. Oh, we took down all the Christmas decorations. And I put up the second shelf in the attic and got a bunch of the stuff out of the garage. So I accomplished a lot on Saturday, actually. And then I did some more cruise planning yesterday. And Mark is trying to plan a trip home to the Philippines, as well as our anniversary trip in July. We're trying to figure that out. With COVID, it's going to be really difficult. I don't know how we're going to make it all work, but hopefully we will. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.